Hey, Dave, what projects are you working on now, man? What projects are you working on in your studio now?
Reading.
Can you dispose it?
Trump? No. Just looking at Trump comments and going to the gym.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah,
he did it, Trump.
Jim,
are you on the
I've done two things of restructure, and I got another one. I like it. In fact, I ran out of the restructure because I've been kind of like loading up on maybe faster doses or more, a little more than you normally would use. And so I've had to, just in a stopgap, because I was kind of like remiss about then ordering more, so I have to do like a few more days where I now go back to just a regular kind of whey protein thing, but with nothing much else. It's vanilla flavored, and it's like eating drywall compound. It's weird. It's just like, it's okay. You kind of just hold your nose and guzzle it down and get it over with. But it's like a really different experience. Like you wouldn't, whereas with the restructure, you could actually just give that to someone and say, hey, this is nicer than Equal. You know, that drink that sells massive that all these senior citizens use as meal replacements, and they put vitamins and shit in them. There's huge sections now at like grocery stores with those products. It's like a massive thing. And this stuff is like, you know, and also just really easy to digest. It's almost the flavor kind of reminds me of it. Just goes down light in the gut too, I find. And as far as like workouts and like thinking, am I getting, like, because obviously it's got like the RNA drops in them, so there's like that. Now I've already been on the drops for a while, so I'm not going to get the instant. And I wonder what happens when people take it and they've never had the drops. They're going to probably feel more of an effect, where, you know what I mean, more of a boost mass.
Yes.
But what I found is, you know, with exercise in general, as far as going to the gym and like incorporating into that, one thing is it makes you feel full. So if you're trying to bulk up, you're going to have to like force yourself to eat a lot more, because you're going to have this and feel kind of fed. So you're going to be lean in general, you know what I mean? You're still going to have good strength. But if you're looking to like gain weight and that kind of thing. But what I've noticed is you go in and, you know, to exercise, a lot of it's in your mind. So a lot of times you go in and you're like, I don't really feel like doing this today, but I guess I should. And you know what I mean? And especially if you smoked a dube of indica too, it's kind of like, fuck, you know, I could just sit there and eat a pizza and watch fucking the news, but okay. And so you go in there and I find, you know, at first, you know, you're thinking it's regular strength. And what I found, it wasn't like I feel like I have this instant more strength or anything like that. Like, say, if you had creatine where you can feel like, oh, I can do 12 or 14 reps instead of 8 or 10 or something, is I almost like then think, I'm going to stop. I've noticed this pattern. Okay, I've done my workout. It's good, good. I didn't have hyper strength. And then I like go, I think, oh, I'll go have a sauna now. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll just drink a little bit of the power shake, because I do it before I do the workout, and then I save another round for after the workout. And then I'll come back in, and suddenly I'll do like sometimes about 50% of my routine again and not feel like I'm tired or fatigued. So I find it gives me a little more endurance. Are you getting a similar thing? Is that a good discussion? That's about the effects I'm getting. Now, don't forget, it's my lifestyle and all the other accompanied things, obviously, but that's what I'm kind of feeling with it so far.
Yeah, well, basically, I used to consume anabolic steroids many years ago.
So you got serious
and,
like, pumping?
Yes, I have an insane background of spending too much time in the weight room. And now it's the fact that Ion's been telling me that I don't need to do as much as I used to. And
yes,
that's basically what it is now. It's crazy.
So what, like you were going in and like doing insane like 5 reps of like ridiculously high weights and shit like that?
Or doing insane amount of repetitions and doing a lot of weird exercises.
Right.
A long time ago. But now the restructure's woken up the muscle memory. So now I'm gaining muscle and my size and stuff with basically doing close to nothing. And I pushed myself about 2 weeks ago and talked to Ian about it, and they said I need to cut back because I can actually come to the point where I can, I'm dealing with my tendons and ligaments now. That's how deep it's going into my muscles.
Oh, what do you mean when you're saying you're dealing with your tendons and ligaments now in terms of exercise?
Well,
mean,
you know, because muscle is attached to your tendons, but because of my back, I can push, but it is, I don't go to failure. I can't fail. I mean, if I do something, I can do it, and my mind's like, oh, what is this? And I stop, and I can go back and repeat the exact same repetitions that I did in the previous set. So,
mm-hmm.
it's, It's you can't. There's no failure. There's no lactic acid buildup in the muscles right now for me.
I mean, I can get failure if I put enough weight on it. Obviously, there gets to a point where it's like, you know, you can't finish that last rep, no matter how much you huff and puff. That's funny, especially if like, because especially when the first few are really easy, and then someone's walking by and it's like, really, 90 pounds, and you're doing that? It's like, no, you should have come earlier. It looked like it was really.
No, but it's the restructure. You know what Ian told me, David, the first time they talked with me about the restructure. I mean, it's like 16.386 or 11 or 16 grams of protein, 11.386. He told me that's actually 400 grams of protein.
Yeah, what do you mean? In which
there's
sense?
More protein
how does that work?
Than what's on the canister. There's more protein in the can. Yes.
Oh.
The effect. Let's put it this way.
Okay.
The
iron
effect.
Okay.
The effect of the restructure is like four. And you're supposed that one of the bodybuilding things, you try to take as much grams of protein as your body weight. So if you take a scoop of that and you're 400 pounds, you're okay. But anything less than that, you have more protein effect than normal protein content. And it's really, because of the size of the, what Ion is playing with the contents of the restructure, it's powerful, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're feeling. I mean, the whole thing you said that you went in and did your workout, took a song and came out and did 50% is a sign that there's something.
Exactly.
Special.
And it's not for me, because I can say it was always, it's not like instant, but what I found is the reason it also wasn't instant is because it doesn't increase your appetite, and I normally think the more I work out, the more I should be hungry and pigging out and like eating two or three times a day, and I'm not getting that, so I'm staying super lean, but my strength is increasing. It's so for me, I have to make almost an extra effort to eat more kind of things. You're not left feeling hungry with this. Normally, when I would do it, I would drink the shake after, and then I'd like, fuck, I want to eat an ice cream cone or just anything. I want the calories, you know, when you're like really working out. I get that effect, so I haven't getting that yet. My workouts are still good, and I'm doing a lot more core. And what I'm doing each time too is trying to expand. So even like the warm ups and the workouts kind of thing to the point where they become mini workouts, and then you keep demanding more. Oh, and incorporate this and do 12 of those into that. And you do that more and more, and some of the shit that's so hard to do, after 6-7 weeks, it's amazing. You think, I've made progress. It's like, my body is like way more aligned and straight and strong, and I can do like scissor planks and shit like that, you know, 20, 30 of them. It's really cool.
You can play with anything. Well, what Ion told me because of the anabolic steroids, he said that will blow you up, but then your decrease in size, but actually the restructure will make you turn you into He-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that now. I mean, your body will be able to respond mentally or physically with whatever situation you're encountering with, whether that's weights, work, or dealing with an asshole in a parking lot. It's it's there.
Exactly. I like the range you put in that too, because it's sort of true, isn't it? Because you know, you go to the workout and you don't deal well with the asshole in the parking lot, it's going to fuck up your workup too. Workout.
But you. What it is, you're radiating something with the restructure.
Yeah. Do you use music when you're? Do you have like the headphones? I'm one of the only guys that isn't. You do, eh? And I'm getting tempted to do it soon to get like some kind of headphones.
Oh yeah.
Because now, sometimes I look, then sometimes I find I close my eyes. There's different mental modes you can go in that you're sometimes thinking, if I close my eyes, I'll have more strength. Or if I look at if I look at my reflection in the mirror, I get more strength because I can see my alignment and go, raise your left shoulder up. There you go. Now you look even kind of thing. And they're like, okay. There's so many methods that can work.
Yeah, it is.
Depends on your mood
that's
day.
That's the thing. You can play with a lot with music, headphones, closing your eyes. If you're not doing anything real dangerous.
Right, like on the stair step or stone circuit. Or on the treadmill. Yeah. Suddenly you're like, whoa. Don't close your eyes.
Oh, that could be disastrous. No, but the restructure. the restructure gives you a whole, expands your whole ability to get a feel of your body, I say.
I think so, too.
Ion's telling me to back off. Ion's telling me to back off because they know.
Well, no, exactly, because you can do the lighter thing through the form and you can feel all the muscles that would be activated.
Yeah.
They're being activated, not straining them, but they're kind of inflating up and like doing their job even though they're not being stressed. And even like that is like a, yeah, kind of an awakening of the, I know what you mean, like in that sense. I mean, I don't think the power of suggestion. I've done two containers and I've been doing kind of decent workouts, not super pushing hard. And like I say, not high in the calories. Like even the people there are like, man, you're lean. It's pretty skinny.
No, that's good, man. That's
it
good.
Is good. It's my body type, but I wish I did have a little more width and size and bulk,
well,
too.
So
it would look a little nicer.
Put it this way. Try this for a month. Just go like what were you? What exercise were you doing with 90 pounds?
Oh, well, let me think. In the case, like, and obviously that depends on the machine you're doing it with, obviously, too.
Right. Yeah,
I'm thinking
whatever,
like... I'm thinking, well, it would be even more, like 90 pounds on that one, or it's like a chest press machine. Oh, what's the company? I really like their stuff because it's too independent. You can push them. They're like white machines with little black handles. Almost all of them are. I forget the company. If I said the company name, you'd know it. And you can push them all.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
That's not important. But it's like how many reps do you do of the 90? How many repetitions do you do of the 90?
If I'm tired, I could do maybe 6 and be struggling on the 7th. If I'm in a good mode, 10 or 11 before I then have to stop.
Okay.
I'll do like that.
Go ahead.
Well, you know that lift up machine that's kind of like a chin up bar, but you can put a counterweight on it and put your knees on that pad.
Right,
and pull,
right,
you can
right.
use it for triceps or biceps.
Yes,
on that
yes,
one,
yes.
I've gotten to the point where I don't put like, I can't do it without the counterweight. Well, I can, but I can do it with it where you take almost all the weight off. So you just have your knees on it, but
right.
it's really just you pulling. I'd say now at that point,
Gravitron,
if I'm feeling.
It's called a Gravitron or something. Gravitron, where you, it works with the gravity and counterbalances. So. It makes it lighter so you can get the reps in.
Exactly. And offset your weight slightly, but
right.
not, you know, however
right.
much you want. I mean, yeah. I mean, it depends. Right. You know, if you're a really huge person, you're going to need to put more weight on it kind of thing. If you have it set where there's almost no weight, it's like you're basically lifting. If you're 200 pounds, you're lifting 200 pounds. But it's like the chin-up bar. I'd say like that now, set a minimal weight. It's like just offsetting my weight by 15 pounds. If I'm feeling really strong, maybe 9 to 11 reps. If I'm feeling a little tired, maybe 6 or 7 kind of thing.
Well, we're in the restructure. Do an experiment for a month is just like warm up really good for whatever exercise you're doing, and then pick a weight that you can only do 3 to 5 repetitions max.
Oh, really? So like the first one's going to be okay form, but already like, ooh, like about the 5th or 6th normally would feel?
Right, but warm up really good, you know, do a light
prior.
Weight, do 15 reps, warm up, and then go right to something that's insane crazy where you can get maybe 3 reps.
Okay, so first do go with some light ones just to get your form and get the like sockets sort of loosened up. Or you're talking
right,
about tendons,
right.
eh?
And then go
because like you're saying, there's muscle and then there's tendon, and his tendons are it's not
well,
really
that's
muscle, but
that's
what?
Where the guys, the anabolic bulkhead knuckleheads in the gym and stuff. That's the thing that kills them is that they do a lot of heavy weight and they get on those anabolic steroids and. The muscles grow, but the tendons do not adapt. So then that's
Ooh.
Why when they maybe are not good on their cycle or not on this anabolic steroids, they'll blow a tendon in their tricep or their
Ooh.
Bicep or their chest muscle because the tendons, but see with the restructure, that's working, you're working your tendons first going out to the muscle, but you warm it up. And you, if you try that for a month, you'll probably get some bulk if you want to get a little thicker in your muscles. Guaranteed.
Right, right. I'm gonna try that. I know heard people talking about the 5 and 5 or whatever. It's sort of similar to what you're saying, but not as extreme. They're almost more like so that you're fatigued on the 5th or almost fatigued and then do 5
I'll
sets
let you in
those.
A little secret.
Yeah.
I'll let you know a secret. Just try anything you feel and just stick with it because there's a shitload of ways that you can work, but just warm up your tendons and try to do 3 to 5 reps and maybe 3 to 4 sets of that on whatever exercise you're working.
And you get toned
in a month with the
Right. I know. It's cool. When I'm working out in there, when I'm like in like two thirds even into the workout, and you're getting off the machines, and they got mirrors like everywhere, kind of thing. It's like you can see your silhouette, and it's like But seriously, it's like you look like about 2 inches wider than when you walked in the place. Like it's weird when your like muscles are still almost flared out. It's like fuck, and I can see like. So people there are like, they want to look like that all the time. They want to wear t-shirts and like, and so it's like, if you want to look like that all the time, man, you got to fucking really work out. That's why I respect people.
Not with the restructure. Not with the restructure.
Right, right. Well put. Well put. Okay, well, yes. That's the new update.
That happens in a